Narrated Abu Qatada. We set out along with the Prophet, peace be upon him, during the year of the Battle of Hunain. And when we faced the enemy, the Muslims, with the exception of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and some of his companions, retreated before the enemy. I saw one of al-Mushrikun, pagans, overpowering one of the Muslims. So I struck the Mushrik, pagan, from behind his neck, causing his armor to be cut off. The Mushrik, pagan, headed towards me and pressed me so forcibly that I felt as if I was dying. Then death took him over, and he released me. Afterwards, I followed Umar and said to him, "What is wrong with the people? Why are they fled?" He said, "The matter or the decision is with Allah." Then the Muslims returned to the battle after the fight and after overcoming the enemy. The Prophet, peace be upon him, sat and said, "Whoever had killed an infidel and has an evidence to this issue will have the salb, that is, the belonging of the deceased, for example, clothes, arms, horses, etc." I stood up and said, "Who will be my witness?" and then sat down. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, repeated his question. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, said the same for the third time. I got up and said, "Who will be my witness?" and then sat down. The Prophet, peace be upon him, repeated the question again. So I got up. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "What is the matter, O Abu Qatada?" So I narrated the whole story. A man said, "Abu Qatada had spoken the truth, and the salb, the belongings, spoils of the deceased is with me. So please compensate Abu Qatada on my behalf." Abu Bakr said, "No, by Allah, it will never happen that the Prophet, peace be upon him, will leave a lion of Allah who fights for the sake of Allah and his messenger, peace be upon him, and give his spoils to you." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Abu Bakr has spoken the truth. Give it, the spoils, back to him, O man." So he gave it to me, and I bought a garden in the land of Banu Salama with it, that is, the spoils. And that was the first property I got after embracing Islam.